And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball on this Sunday morning as we get ready for Game 4 between the Giants and the Dodgers from Chavez Ravine. It has not been friendly for the Giants so far, as the Dodgers have won the first three, winning yesterday 4-2, and all these games are close games. They're just not going the Giants' way. The Dodgers win it 4-2 yesterday, 4-7-1 for the Dodgers. They left seven on base. For the Giants, 2-5-0, they left eight on base. And for the Dodgers, they've won seven straight now. For the Giants, they've lost three straight. And when you come out of the break, you like to come out with some momentum because that trade deadline is coming up August 2nd. And as we'll talk about it on the show today, after today's game, and we'll talk about this, obviously, we'll set it up for you. But after today's game, it's three with Arizona and then four with the Cubs. And then it's the trade deadline, of course, with the Dodgers coming in after that up in at Oracle. So we'll see what happens. This is an important week of Giants baseball, and today is an important game to try to get out of Chavez Ravine without getting swept. Urias was terrific yesterday. He wins. It goes 9-6. Wood loses, goes 6-8. A very interesting performance for him. 97 pitches. He went four innings and started the fifth and walked Lux, and he was gone, and Marte came in. But at one point for Alex Wood, he struck out five in a row, and three of the five in succession looking. And then he got a swinging strike, and then another looking strike three. And then he gave up two home runs. One was to Mookie Betts, number 200 in his career, number 22 on the season. And right behind him came Trey Turner, number 15 for him. And the Dodgers went up 2-0, and they really didn't look back after that. Boy, this Dodger lineup, the top of the lineup is really trouble. And they are stars with Betts, Turner, and Freeman. And they get on, and then you get to Will Smith. Muncy not doing much. And you can kind of deal with the lineup after that. But these three guys at the top are really tough. So 2-0 after the third inning with the two home runs. In the sixth inning, Lux gets a two-out triple after another single by Bellinger. But I will tell you this, Sam Long came in later in the game, fastballs right by Bellinger, and I think they learned their lesson. But that was 3-0 after the Lux two-out triple. Then in the seventh inning, Freddie Freeman, another home run for the Dodgers, number 15 for him. What a power hitter he is, and he hits that left center field, and he can pull the ball. Great season for Freddie Freeman, really, so far. So that makes it 4-0. And then once again, the Giants, they score runs from the seventh inning or later. They've scored 9 runs in the series, 8 of them the seventh inning or later, and they made it interesting one more time in the ninth inning. Now, at this point, Price is in there. It's not a save situation, so there's no Kimbrel or anything like that. It's 4-0, and he gets two quick outs. And then Estrada walks, Mercedes walks, and Luis Gonzalez gets a base hit and drives in a run. Bart bloops a single down the right field line. He drives in a run. It's 4-2. Price is on the mound, and look who's coming up. Austin Slater, 4-31 in July against David Price, and Slater has been terrific against lefties. And you're saying, hey, it's 4-2. The tying runs are on base. The winning run is at the plate. And here comes Austin Slater, and he takes a call third strike. And it was, according to the box, the StatCast box, slightly off the plate, close enough to protect and try to foul it off. He takes it. It's strike three. And here we go, losing another game down at Chavez Ravine, 4-2 to the Dodgers. But very exciting. 17 of the runs scored by the Dodgers. I think they've scored 18 in the whole series so far, 17 of them scored with two out. And that's got to be tougher pitching on the Giants' side. They have just got to pitch better when the game is on the line. Longoria pulled a hamstring or strained one yesterday, so he's going to be out. VR is probably going to get some more playing time, but we'll see if LaStella is back today. So for the Dodgers, 7 straight wins. Giants, 3 straight losses. Dodgers have won 10 straight at home. For the Giants, 16-17 against the West now. in July, 8-12. Against the Dodgers, 3-5. And in this series, of course, the Dodgers have won the first three. The Giants on the road now are 22-24. Dodgers at home, 33-13. They have won 10 straight at home. After the All-Star break, Giants are now 0-3. Fans, it's time for our Perry's Preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and now open in Novato. Well, this is a good one today to wrap up this four-game series between the Giants and the Dodgers, and I say it every time, you never know what's going to happen between these two teams. It's a battle today of a couple of veteran pitchers. Alex Cobb goes for the Giants, 34 years old, 189th Major League game and start. He's got 130 Major League decisions, 66-64 in his career. 3-4 this year with a 409 earned run average. The whip, 1.29. Good whip. It's coming down, too. In July, he has really been terrific. Four games in July, 24 innings pitched. Now, that's six a start, which for him is getting up there. 19 hits, six earned runs, not a homer, six walks and 15 strikeouts. You maybe like to see that a little bit more spread out. But in 14 games for the Giants, Alex Cobb really has been terrific. 70 innings pitched, 71 hits, 32 runs given up. Now, of the 32 earned runs, 42 runs have been given up, and there are errors in there, so you can see those 10 extra runs came in on errors. Five homers, 20 walks, and 68 strikeouts for him, so a good home run ratio there. Of the five homers, two solos. Batting average against is .258. Lefties, righties, doesn't make much of a difference. Righties do have three of the five home runs against Alex Cobb. Away from Oracle, he's struggled in five games away, a .596 earned run average. And one of those, remember, was that Met game where he got hurt earlier in the year. If you hit that first pitch, put it in play, 15-38, .395 with a couple of homers. And that is the story of baseball. Lately, they're trying to put that first pitch in play. Runners in scoring position, this is where he's gotten in trouble. He's put some people on base, and he hasn't been able to shut it down, even though sometimes they get on with an error or a softly hit ball. 311, runners in scoring position, two out, 370. Seven stolen bases, no caught stealing. First time through, 239. Then he settles in a little bit, 299 with three homers. Then he really settles in at 216 with a homer. So the Dodgers haven't seen much of Alex Cobb, and he is that right-hander. Alberto, 0-2. Mookie Betts, here he is again, 9-27 with a couple of homers. Freddie Freeman, 0-6. And Trey Turner, that free agent to be shortstop, he is 1-4. And the last three for Cobb, just to point it out, 7 1/3, 6-6 innings pitched. So very good for him. He's trending, as they like to say, in the right direction. All right. For the Dodgers, we've seen him a million times. We know how to beat him, and that is get him into high-pitch innings, high-stress innings, and eventually you can get to him. And that is 34-year-old Clayton Kershaw. 392 Major League games, 389 starts. He's coming off the All-Star start where he pitched the one inning, picked off Ohtani, and got a big ovation from everybody in L.A. It was nice to see it for Kershaw. He's 7-2, .213 earned run average, and an .091 whip. So he has really been tough, and he's flirted with those perfect games a couple of times this year into the seventh inning. He wears number 22, and, of course, is very special. That is in honor of Will Clark. And, of course, Kershaw says, oh, no, not Will Clark of the Giants, Will Clark of the Rangers. So a sense of humor there. 192-86 is his record lifetime, a .691 winning percentage, which is really quite extraordinary. Giants saw him earlier in the year, and they got him out of there. Four innings, three hits, a couple of runs, a homer, two walks, and four strikeouts. Last 30 days, he's been very good, 3-1 with a .220 earned run average, 32 innings in this last 30-day period, 26 hits, a couple of homers, six walks, and 35 strikeouts. Now, what's he done all year long? That's important. 12 games, pitched 71 innings, 53 hits, not many hits, 17 runs, 5 homers, and an excellent 12 walk to 75 strikeout ratio. Runners in scoring position, 137. Wow, 7 for 51. And with 2 out, 5 for 25, 200. So he is tough, but the Giants know how to stay close to him. They really do. But the first pitch in play, 13 for 38 with a couple of homers. The 5 given up this year, they have all been solo shots. So good number for Clayton Kershaw. Lefties, 279, and righties, 189, but righties all the home runs against them. First time through, 178 with a couple of homers. Second, 196, couple of homers. Third time through, you get to him a little bit, 250 with a home run. The Giants have done better against him. As I say, you got to not chase, keep the at-bat going, and that is the key to beating Kershaw. All right, Joey Bart, 0 for 2. Belt, 4 for 62. You won't see him today. Estrada, 1 for 2 with a homer. Flores, 6 for 25 with a homer. Gonzalez, 1 for 2. Longoria, 9 for 30. Jock Peterson, 1 for 3. Ruff, 1 for 15. Slater, 6 for 17 with 3 homers. How about that? And Yastrzemski, 3 for 7 with a homer. And Wins, who's now becoming a tough out, 1 for 2. All right, other games today. Cubs and Phillies. Angels and Atlanta. Miami and Pittsburgh. Alcantara there. St. Louis and Cincinnati. Keep your eye on Michaelis and Malley for Cincinnati. He may get traded. Colorado, Milwaukee, Lauer there. Washington, Arizona, Kelly for Arizona. That means the Giants do not get Kelly coming up starting on Monday in Arizona. And San Diego, Musgrove against the Mets, and that is Carrasco. All right, that's our Perry's preview. Let's get ready for the professor. Ron Wotus joins us right after this.